Manatee County's Women, Infants and Children's Office, or WIC, offers special nutrition program and counseling for breastfeeding mothers like Delia Darden.
To me, it was a big help because even though I already had a daughter, with the first one, I didn't really get to breastfeed as much because I didn't get as much help because I didn't actually apply for WIC. I was living in New Jersey at the time. So as I got here, I think everybody is very on top on pushing you to breastfeed and how important it is for the baby to grow healthy.
Darden says even though she got support from her breastfeeding counselor in Bradenton, it hurt to take the first step.
Even though it was painful, because I did pass through a lot of getting wounds and things at the beginning, I got surgery in one breast for a staph infection that I got, but it had to do with the breastfeeding. And eventually, I still went through the process.
Darden thanks the support she received from Katie Powers, a board-certified lactation consultant and perinatal educator at Manatee Memorial Hospital's Family Birthplace. Powers encourages women to stick to breastfeeding.
Please breastfeed that baby those first 3 days, because guess what? The more you nurse, the sooner you get back into your clothes. So you just have to cop an attitude with that baby and say, hey, you made my uterus big, now let's make it small.
According to a study last year in the journal Pediatrics, the nation would save $13 billion per year in healthcare and other costs if 90% of U.S. babies were breastfed for 6 months. Deborah Castagnon, nutrition educator and breastfeeding coordinator at Florida Department of Health, WIC, says that in Manatee County, more mothers are breastfeeding.
75.8% of our clientele are breastfeeding, started breastfeeding.
Castagnon says the state average in breastfeeding initiation rate is 72%.
So we're very pleased with that, and basically we just want to continue promoting and encouraging moms here in Manatee County to continue fully breastfeeding, which is what we recommend. Together in conjunction with the American Academy of Pediatrics, they are recommending at least a minimum of 1 year of fully breastfeeding.
Castagnon says the lack of breastfeeding poses health concerns for both the mother and the child,
including diabetes, prevention of diabetes, breast cancer, ovarian cancers, obesity, which is really going up pretty high. So definitely we can make a better choice for our infants, and we can also prevent those type of chronic diseases that are really affecting our community.
Manatee County mothers can contact counselors at the newly established Breastfeeding Peer Counseling Program at 941-748-0747, extension 1394. Our website, wmnf.org/news, has other breastfeeding resources. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from Bradenton.